Unconditional love is universal love. Unconditional love is universal love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Unconditional love is universal love. How do we think about unconditional love, and how do we think about universal love? Unconditional love is a love that knows no conditions. People are loved, circumstances are loved, world is loved, and the self is loved. Not because it is anything wonderful or sad or good or bad. It is just that everything is loved because everything is. We love things because they are, not because of what they are. It's a universal love. It's a love that is overall. It is a love that is overwhelming. It is a love that knows no bounds. Could you ever say to a person that you love them? No, you can't. Because every time you look at a person, you love them relative to who they are at that moment. You love them relative to who they are from what you know about them. You love them conditionally. Whenever you love a house or a car, an object of any kind, you love it conditionally because it's my house. It's a good car. It's a happy place to be. And that's why you love it. You don't love it with an unconditional love. The ability to have unconditional love and to live unconditional love and to be unconditional love is a most remarkable condition. And it is something that we are all born with, but we soon have fade away from our consciousness. Now, how and why do we have it fade away from our consciousness? Well, we have it fade away from our consciousness because we are taught early on in life that we possess things, we own things, that this is my father, this is my mother, this is my house, this is my world, this is my toy. And we can share our toys, we can let others play with them, we can have other people be in our house, but our house is always our house. We always possess it. We don't love it, we possess it. Now, what is it that you love? What is it that is unconditional? What is it that is a universal love? It's hard to really put a label on it. It's hard to put a point on it. But coming closest to universal love or to unconditional love is family love. Family love is where you love your family regardless of how good or bad they are, how nice or sad they are. You love them because they are your family. Again, it's the possession in there, but it's your family. Now, unconditional love and universal love does not say that some things they do are right and some things they do are wrong. There's no condition in there. We say, well, there's a condition in there that it's my brother and he can do no wrong. My mother, she can do no wrong. My wife, she can do no wrong. My husband, he can do no wrong. But that's a different feeling. That feeling of doing no wrong is a feeling of unconditionalness. You said, but that's a condition of doing no wrong. Yes, but it's merely words that we use in our human vocabulary to describe things. What is unconditional love? Unconditional love is when you are happy with no reason for being happy. You are contented with no reason for being contented. You are fulfilled with no reason for being fulfilled. You just feel right with the world. You feel good with the world. You feel that everything is in divine order, and you don't know why you feel that way. Oh, you say, well, it's because my brother is home from the war, or because my dad is home from work, or because my mother has just made a wonderful cake. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, yes. Oh, those are moments that we feel so good, and they're just that, moments. They're only temporary moments. They're not really something that's universal or something that's everlasting. But they are what stem from the universal and everlasting. They are what come out of or rise out of or are brought from the condition of unthinkable happiness. There's no reason for it. Oh, you say, well, there's a reason because my brother is home from the war? Yeah, that's a good reason. But if you didn't love your brother, him being home from the war or in the war wouldn't make any difference. If you didn't have an unconditional love for your brother, if you didn't have an unconditional love for this brother of yours, your brother, you wouldn't really give it a thought. How many millions of men are serving in the armies of the world? And how many of these millions and millions of men are brothers to somebody? Are brothers in some family, are brothers in some community, in some world? How many of them? All of them, of course. Even if they don't have a family, even if they don't have sisters, even if they don't have, they were in a family. In the family of man, if you wish. Oh, now, there is a possibility that lends itself to a lot of conditions or non-conditions for us. The family of man, the human race. I'm only human. How often we use that term, whether we say it or not, I am only human. What does it mean to be only human? What does it mean when you fall in love? Oh, I have many friends who fall in love regularly. And one man was asked recently, haven't you ever had that feeling of falling in love for the first time in your life? You really fell in love. You really were madly, crazily, wonderfully in love with that woman or a woman. And the person said, oh, yes, I've had that feeling many times. And this is what it is. The feeling of falling in love. It sort of transcends possession, but it's 100% possession. It transcends the idea of a condition of any sort, and yet it encompasses all conditions. My love, my friend, my perfect being, my ideal, mine. And so long as we live in a world where we have mine, then we will have conditions, and then we will have a lack of universal love. Wouldn't it be wonderful, or let's just rephrase that, it would be wonderful to create a world, and we can, to create a world of universal love. To create a world in which everyone loved themselves with all their heart and soul and being 100%. Wouldn't that be a most exceptional world? That would indeed be a most exceptional world. If everyone in the world unconditionally loved themselves with universal love. To love ourselves unconditionally with universal love means that we have no desire for anything in the world. We have no want for anything. We have no need for anything. We are not made happier by having an object or a person or a condition. We are not made happier by that. And we are not made sad when it is not ours. We are not made happy when it becomes something for us, and it's not sadness when it is lost. The condition of possession, the condition of ownership, the condition of feeling that that's mine and judging it if it's somebody else's, well, it's almost as good as mine, almost as wonderful as mine. Oh, yes, you have a father? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, I have a father, too, and my father is the greatest father in the world, the most super father in the world. Well, hey, my father's not all that great. My father's got problems. My father is not a pleasant man, not a happy man. Oh, but my father is happy. My father is pleasant. My father is fantastic. My father is glorious. And every father is that way. You see, we always equate or judge all the world based upon our evidences, our conditions, our experiences. And all the world may not be seeing it in the same light that we see it. But that doesn't mean they cannot see it in the same light that we see it. Just because everyone does not appear to be having unconditional love and universal love expressing in their life right now, does not mean that it cannot be expressing in their life right now, and perhaps is indeed expressing in their life right now, but they do not have the ability to see it. So when someone says to you, oh, your father is so wonderful, but my father is not, and then you say, yes, fathers are that way. They are wonderful. My father is wonderful. And you know, I see your father is wonderful too. I see your father spells his name F-A-T-H-E-R. Well, come on now, don't be so silly. No, he spells his name F-A-T-H-E-R. My father spells his name F-A-T-H-E-R. And everything that F-A-T-H-E-R means, my father is. Now, your father is everything that F-A-T-H-E-R means too. Really. Your father is a man. Yeah. Your father is the husband of your mother. Yeah. Your father is the father of his children. Yeah. And your father has all these things going for him, except for one thing. Well, what's that? What's the one thing that my father doesn't have going for him? My father's not as nice a guy as your father is, but your father's so special. Your father's so wonderful. Yes. And that's just how your father is. Your father is so special and so wonderful. Now, do some people come into your father's life to whom he is special and wonderful? Do some people come into his life that he respects and honors and delights to be in their company? When your cousin comes over and visits, and your cousin has a personality that just never stops, a charisma that just oozes out all over the place. Does your dad like that cousin? Yeah, my dad thinks that cousin is just wonderful. Well, now, what's different about that cousin and you? You're both boys. You're both people. You're both relatives in the family. What makes him so desirable? Why does your father act differently toward him than he does toward his own blood children? Interesting question, isn't it? Well, your cousin likes himself, and your cousin is a good person. Your cousin is a happy person. Your cousin is a fantastic person. Your cousin looks at the world and calls it good, looks at everybody and calls it good, and your cousin looks at your father and calls him good. Yes, indeed. Your cousin looks at your dad and calls him good. And hence, your father looks at your cousin and says, he is good. He is wonderful. He is fantastic. He is great. He is glorious. That's what he does. And that's just what he does. Now, how can you have unconditional love, universal love? It's there. How can you have it relative to your father, when your father does not express all of the wonderful qualities that a father should, according to your opinion? And why is it that your cousin has your father expressing these wonderful virtues? Your father likes your cousin, loves your cousin, does nice things with your cousin, equates your cousin to a perfect child, and so on. What is it that he equates in the perfect child? What is he equates in the cousin? He equates the cousin liking himself. He equates the cousin having an inner charisma that shines out in everything. Can you have that? If you would have that, then you would have the same unconditional love from your daddy that your cousin has. You would have your father, your papa, thinking that you're just the superest kid in the world. And it wouldn't be in comparison to the other children. It'd be in comparison to the one child itself. It'd be in comparison just to your cousin, just to yourself. Everyone can have unconditional love. Everyone can live in a world of universal love. It merely means you live in it yourself. Now, when I am happy, all the world is happy. I do not see an unhappy person in the world. When I am loving, all the world is loving. When I have this inner charisma, this self-created special cause about me that says, this is a good world, and I am right in the middle of it, and everything is going so wonderful. Oh, all the people in this world are so fantastic. All the people in this world are so loving. All the people in this world are so filled with peace and harmony, and wow, wow, wow. Yes. A man with charisma, a woman with charisma, a person with charisma, a child with charisma is a child that it is loved for itself. Oh, we might think it's too good to be true. And it is too good to be true. It's too good to be true for us because we don't do it. We can. We can do it just as easily as that stinking cousin. What do you call him a stinking cousin for? Because he's got my dad's love and my dad's attention and I don't. Well, how did he get it? Well, he's just such a lovey-dovey guy. Well, what does it mean to be a lovey-dovey guy? Well, he just likes himself, and he thinks everybody likes him, and he goes around liking everybody, and he is doing nice things for everybody, and he's always doing nice things for himself. He's a fantastic person. Oh, he's an unconditionally loving person. He's a universal loving person. Wow. Say, that is spectacular. Oh, my goodness sakes. That's the kind of person we all would love to be. Unconditional love is available at one price for everybody. And that price is to love first yourself. To love yourself so much, to enjoy yourself so much, and to see everything in the world about you, which is you, as wonderful as you are, as loving as you are, as fantastic as you are. This is universal love. This is unconditional love. This is the love that we can do. It's called charismatic love. And a charismatic love could be taught in every child, in every person, in the whole world. We sometimes touch upon it. We say, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But I don't want to do something nice to that person because he's not nice to me. He's not a nice person. I don't want to do this because that. You see, right away we make ourselves into a devil. Right away we make ourselves into an unloving person. Right away we close the door of all of the goodness that we would flood out and receive back out in the world because we judge. We judge how people look at themselves and how we look at ourselves. Instead of just being like the little baby in the crib, you found your toe and you're sucking on your toe and you think, hey, this is neat. This is an interesting feeling. This is wonderful. Then you find your thumb and you're sucking on your thumb and you say, wow, that's neat too. That's even better than my toe. It's easier to get to. It comes to my mouth almost by itself. And you found the nipple. Wow, wow, wow. There's mother. There's food. Oh, everything is so great. And the baby lives in paradise. Now, is the baby living in paradise? Does he have a mess in his pants? Does he have a fence around him to keep him from falling out of bed on the floor? Does he have toys hanging from up above and he bats them and he thinks, what are one of those things? Hey, this is neat. I got the greatest world. You see, he lives in a world of unconditional love that he has created. He doesn't know it's a universal law, but he lives it. And everybody who comes in the ken of that child, everyone who comes into the awareness of that child, is swept up by that unconditional love of the child. By that attitude of the child who loves himself so much, he thinks everything is so great, the world is so great, life is so great, everything is so wonderful. Now, he does that without even being taught. Oh, in time we teach him that things don't always happen nice like that. But why would we do that? Why don't we always go on teaching him that he lives in paradise? Why don't we always go on teaching him that he is a beautiful child? Why don't we always go on teaching him that life is great? And it's great because I find it that way. I create it that way. I make it that way. I live it that way. I am it that way. Oh, it's so great. Yes. Unconditional love can be learned, can be taught. It's a universal love. It can be shared with everyone. It can be revealed to everyone. It can be given to everyone. And as this is done, the world shines forth. The world shines forth the goodness and the glory that it is. The world shines forth the ideal that it is, the magic that it is, the wonder that it is. The world shines it forth. Oh, yes, it shines it forth. And it will always shine it forth. Can we afford not to be unconditionally loving? Can we afford not to look at everyone in the world and see them as beautiful and good and fantastic and glorious and see them truly as a reflection first of what we are in ourselves? We are good, we are beautiful, we are wonderful, we are glorious. Oh my, yes. We are all that is. And as we are all that is, it is all ours. It is all ours and it is so wonderful. It is so great. It is so beautiful. It is so fulfilling. It is so rewarding. And it is all ours. Are you ready to have everything be all yours? Are you ready to say, I have the greatest father in the world. I have the greatest mother in the world. I have the greatest brothers and sisters in the world. I am the greatest guy in the world. We say that to ourselves. I am the greatest guy in the world. I am the greatest person in the world. I love me unconditionally. Oh, I think I'm so wonderful. But we say that quietly to ourselves. We don't say it out loud because other people may not understand it. They will see the reflection of that love in us, through us, about us. They will see the reflection of what we think about ourselves. As we are with our fantastic charisma, as we are with our glorious charisma, the world sees that glorious charisma, and it is who we are. You are that today, and I am that today, and I live that today, and I love that today, and it's the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to me or anybody else, because that is who I am, and it's who I always will be, and it's how you will always be. Just know that as I love you, I love you, I love you, I am the charisma of unconditional love, and I see that in you, I see that in all the world, I see that in everyone, everywhere, and oh my, what a glorious, wonderful world I live in. What a glorious and wonderful world this is.